The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because he is a hired hand and does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay my life down in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Psalm 23, the King James Version. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The 23rd Psalm is without a doubt the most well-known psalm. Even people who are not, you know, everyday Christians, you know, people who come to church every now and again have heard the 23rd Psalm. And conservative estimate by mine is that 98% of the funerals that we have use the 23rd Psalm, and often the King James Version, because that's the part that kind of resonates with many of us. It's like the Lord's Prayer, that traditional language was with us. And it's a wonderful one to use at a funeral, but really, this is a psalm that is one to keep in mind when you are troubled or uncertain. But don't start with the 23rd Psalm. Go back to the 22nd Psalm. My God, why have you forsaken me? This is a very different psalm, of course. It's a psalm of lament, and throughout it, the psalmist is feeling as if they're abandoned by God. A couple of times through it, it kind of says, oh, but the Lord will be with me. But this is where we get much of the imagery from the crucifixion. As for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My mouth is dried out like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. They pierce my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. This is a psalm that we read together on a Good Friday. And this year we had at Palm Sunday Mark's account of the arrest, trial, suffering, and death of Jesus. And on the cross at 3 p.m., Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And I understand so many people are completely uncomfortable with that. You know, he's giving his life. He understands that he will be raised again. In John's gospel, you know, he's on the cross and he says, it is finished. On Luke's gospel, he says, today you will be with me in paradise, to the robber crucified next to him. But in Mark's gospel, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, on Palm Sunday, on Good Friday, rather, we just read Psalm 22. We don't get to what really should be a part of it. Then today, Good Shepherd Sunday, we read Psalm 23 without going back to what comes before it. Because you understand the comfort and surety and protection of God in Psalm 23. And it's much more powerful when you understand it follows a psalm of lament. It follows a psalm where the psalmist is so distraught and alone. When you do that, suddenly the words of Psalm 23 mean a lot more. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
That psalm, for many of us, is familiar. But often when we say it, we do so by rote. We do so by memory, and that's very good. It's very good. But when you look at Psalm 22, the suffering, the sense of abandonment by God, and then you go to this psalm, the comfort of the shepherd, the knowledge that wherever you go, the shepherd is there, will lead you to the green pastures and lead you to still waters. You will be comforted because the shepherd has the staff and the rod and will help you go where you need to be and will protect you. So much so that when you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, God's not just going to bring you through it. God is going to be there. Actually, right in the midst of it, you know, it's not the shepherd taking you away from danger. God says, here's a feast. Anointing head with oil brings up royalty and priesthood and healing. Right there in the midst of what troubles. It seems a little Pollyanna, you know, this idea that, okay, everything will be fine. But the psalm acknowledges something that's present in Psalm 22, which is that there will be troubles. There will be enemies, as the King James Version says. It's not about the shepherd kind of taking you away from danger, but the shepherd being present and providing for you in times of trouble, uncertainty, in times of angst. God set the table right there. God doesn't make it go away. God just says, right here, we're going to be in it. I'm not a proponent of taking the Hebrew scriptures and kind of reading Jesus back into it. That wasn't written in the idea of knowing what Jesus would say or do, but certainly Jesus, as told in our gospel, John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd discourse, certainly Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd, and everybody knows. He's talking about that song. Just as they knew when he cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? These are the scriptures that he studied. He prayed, maybe sang. So I really can't read this psalm and not think about the Good Shepherd. And what in the context of our salvation you find in this psalm, and that is Jesus is with us. He walked through that valley of the shadow of death. He has encountered it. He has died. He has risen again. And it doesn't mean that those of us who follow him will have easy lives full of just plenty and enjoyment. It means that whatever we're going through, Jesus is there. And not just there, he's setting a banquet. The banquet. His body and his blood. He says that he is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd cares for the flock, and the flock know his voice. This, I think, is not just a nice psalm for when someone passes, comforting. I think this is a psalm we should pray when we're feeling like Psalm 22. When we're feeling that we have been forsaken. In the uncertainty, in the sense of suffering, that in that moment is when we should pray Psalm 23. Because it reminds us that the shepherd is with us. Being a Christian, being a faithful Christian, being a good Christian doesn't mean you won't suffer. It doesn't mean you won't have uncertainty. It doesn't mean you won't be angry. Jesus isn't just with us in the times of joy and contentment. Jesus is with us in that valley of the shadow of death when the enemies are all around, and Jesus, just as he says, here are the green pastures, here is the still water, now he sets a table, this table. I would really encourage, in a time of transition, as I will be leaving and saying my goodbyes, something that is very, very, very difficult for me because I love you. As you go into this transition, there will be times when you feel uncertain, anxious, and sometimes that means you're going to want to try to just fix it. But following the call of the Holy Spirit, discerning that call, means being in the presence of the things that trouble you. The Good Shepherd will be with you and is with us right now and will be with you. And what the Good Shepherd is saying is, come, be together at this banquet. Be strengthened not only by the Eucharist, but by being together and understanding that whatever you're going through as a parish family, whatever you're going through in your own lives, this psalm is given to you to pray. This psalm is not just pretty. It is a proclamation of what Jesus said when the blessed are the poor, when he turned upside down the understanding and said, God's way is not human ways. That Jesus will bring you together, and that when you feel like crying, my God, why have you forsaken me? You follow it immediately with, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. May the good shepherd be with us all. Good times and bad, anxious and certain. Please understand, the good shepherd is with you and will spread a banquet whatever you're in the middle of. Surely your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.